Kitty, or good evening, as you might say. How are you? Wait, cutie? Cutie? Where are you? Oh, goodness. You were in my pocket. God, I thought I lost you. What were you doing in there? You were cold. Oh, well, I guess you would be. It's not like I pay for heating, and my body is technically dead. You, however, well, you warmed me up nicely. Honestly, I'm impressed that you escaped my hand. I thought I had you nice and pinned under there. Well, did you sleep well? Not really. Why is that? Oh. Well, my body is quite tough, isn't it? I don't suppose it would be the comfiest surface to sleep on. Well, was my pocket any better? A little. Well, I'll have to think and see if I can't find something for you. Like a tiny pillow or, I don't know, a little matchbox. How does that sound? Was that what I think it was? You're hungry? Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, we were in that coffin for a long time, though, huh? All right, come on. I'll see if I can't get you anything. You know, I don't actually use these cupboards for anything. I mean, I don't eat, so they're just kind of empty space. No, I can eat, but it just doesn't do anything for me. Not actually sure what happens to the food that I eat. Huh? How do I chew? Well, I can retract and extend my fangs, see? Yeah, so they can be completely hidden or attack ready. Rah! Anyway, back on track. What do you want to eat? Something nice. Well, that's not very specific, is it? And I don't think I'm the person to ask either, since I've been on a liquid diet for pretty much the entire last century. Well, what do borrowers normally eat anyway? Whatever you can find. Well, you know what? You're gonna be on a much better diet while you're with me. Tell you what, you wait right here, and I'll go out and I'll go get you something. No, it's no trouble at all, I promise. Now, I'll be back in a few minutes. Just stay where you are, okay? Yeah, I'll just be a minute. Mwah. I'm back, cutie. Aw, there you are, right where I left you. Honestly, I thought I'd come back and find you missing, but I guess you know I'd just find you again, don't you? Oh, no, I wouldn't hurt you. But I would be very angry. It'd hurt my feelings, and you wouldn't want that, would you? Oh, good boy. Now, do you want to see what I've got for you? It's pancakes! Or pancake. Freshly made, though, just for you. Did I make it? Oh, darling, I've barely even looked at a frying pan in the last century, let alone used one. No, I got the neighbors across the hall to do it. The Mathesons. Nice people. Well, yes, I did hypnotize them, but I'm sure they'd do it if I asked. But it's better to be safe than sorry. What's that? Why don't I feed on them? What? No, we're neighbors. That'd be rude. All right, so I know there's too much food there for you now. That's why I only made them cook one. If you can't finish it, don't worry. I guess I can eat it. Oh, it's too hot for you? Oh, poor baby. Don't worry, here, I'll cool it for you. Oh, shit, sorry! Oh, sweetie, are you okay? Are you all right? Oh, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to. You know I didn't mean to, right? Okay, good. Okay, so are you sure you're okay? All right. Maybe we'll just let your pancake cool down the normal way. In the meantime, why don't I show you around my home? Would you like that? Great. Well, you've already been in the kitchen. Don't worry, I'll order some cooking stuff online and start practicing. And then I can start looking after you properly. And let's see, the bathroom's over there, living room here, and oh, you like what you see, do you? Behold, my movie collection. Got over 300 Blu-rays. Do you like it? Go on, take a look at it. I'm a bit of a collector, if you can't tell. Yeah, I really like horror movies. I find the history behind them fascinating, as well as how reflective they are of the era that they came out in. Oh, what's that? Oh, just because I'm a vampire, I can't own The Howling? I'm a woman of many tastes, cutie. Evil Dead 2's my favorite. I'm a Bruce Campbell kind of girl. Something about that chin. What's yours? Oh, I haven't actually seen that one. Is it good? Well, I mean, I guess it would be if it's your favorite. Huh. Only got a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes. Why do you like it so much? Oh. Okay. That's pretty interesting. I guess you're a bit of a film buff too, huh? Well, maybe we can watch it together. Actually, that's a good idea. Why don't I bring your pancake over here while you pick something for us to watch? Would you like that? Great. Okay, be back in one sec. Oh, by the way, I can't help but notice that you've been a lot more relaxed today. I'm really glad to see that you've been adapting and, getting used to things. Okay, so what did you pick, cutie? Two choices? All right. And you want me to pick? Okay, awesome. Blade or The Incredible Shrinking Man. Ha ha, very funny. But you know what? Let's watch The Shrinking Man. I've not seen it since it came out. Here, just hop into my hand and I'll put you on the couch. Yeah, there you go. You can lean against me if you want. Can you see the screen okay? Okay, good. God, the effects in this movie still hold up, don't they? But would you say that they're accurate to the shrunken experience? Kind of. Well, I like how they're depicting his life. Do you live in a dollhouse? What? You used to live in the walls? It sounds dusty and dangerous. Really? Well, I mean, I wasn't asking if you'd ever fought a spider before, but now that you mention it, I mean, have you? You have. And I take it you've won? Oh, poor thing. Oh, you must have been so scared. How'd you escape? Bethany stepped on it? Who's Bethany? Your girlfriend. Oh. Oh, I didn't know you had a girlfriend. What? Why would I have a problem with that? No, I'm just thankful she was there to save you. I don't know what I'd do if I came back and found some insect feasting on you. So, where is Bethany? Were you gonna meet her last night? Still not gonna tell me where you were going, huh? All right. Well, I want you to know that I've had a lovely evening with you, cutie. And I wish I could spend more with you. Well, because I'm gonna take you home, of course. It's not right what I've done. Kidnapping you like this when you have someone at home waiting for you? Is that why you didn't want to tell me where you were from? Because you thought I'd hurt them? Oh, cutie. When I bite people, I don't kill them. You do know that, right? I just drink a bit of blood to fill myself up, and then I let them go. They get a little lightheaded, a little fuzzy, but that's it. I've never killed anyone. Well, any humans, anyway. Yeah, I'm a vampire, cutie, not a monster. And you? You're a person. And I've been treating you like a pet. You deserve better. I have. I can't help it. It's the predator in me. And I don't want to, but I'm treating you as lesser. And you deserve to be with someone who loves you and treats you with respect. Do you understand? No, don't protest. I'm gonna take you home. I'll apologize to your lover and then we'll part ways, all right? You can complain all you want, but I'm still taking you back. Well, because it'll make me feel better. Besides, I need to go out anyway, and I'm starving. Now, just hold on tight to my fingers, okay? No, we're not walking, cutie. I'm a vampire, darling. You ever been rooftop hopping before? No. Well, keep your eyes open, darling. You're in for a treat.